You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. In another part of the tech world, there's a type of retail that blends e-commerce with old-school mail-order subscription services. A box. At this point, there's not much you can't subscribe to and get a box of. Meals, collectibles, Korean snack food, and of course, apparel from services like Stitch Fix, which recently filed to go public. It's one of the first of these box companies to do so. The other big one is Blue Apron, and we'll get to why that matters in a moment. But first, a closer look at Stitch Fix. Before you get your box of clothes, you fill out an online profile. That profile goes to a human stylist, who then sends you several outfits you'll love. Or at least outfits the company hopes you'll love.
I got home super excited to see the package outside my door.
That's Erica Gross, a teacher from Denver. She first tried Stitch Fix about a year ago. Her coworkers were already fans, and when she got her first box, it felt like a present. Well, almost like a present.
Tried on all the clothes, didn't love anything, liked one of the shirts, and decided to keep it.
The first box was a little meh. Gross's coworker said, hey, try it again, the service gets better. And six boxes later...
I love the convenience. I like having someone else help me pick out clothing, give me ideas about how to wear the clothes, and it saves me time not having to go shopping at the mall.
Liz Cadman founded My Subscription Addiction, a blog that reviews subscription boxes. She started 5 years ago and has seen the industry balloon. Cadman is optimistic about Stitch Fix and is willing to bet that the future of shopping is going to involve these services.
This is very much a new way to shop, and this is the new way to discover products when otherwise, if I want a book or if I want something, I go to Amazon, I type in exactly what I want, and I buy it. I'm not finding other cool products that could be great for me along the way.
Now, a word of caution in the form of meal kit company Blue Apron. It went public last June, but less than 6 months later, the stock price is half where it was at the IPO, and the company announced it would cut 6% of its workforce. So what happened?
One thing when I think of Blue Apron is that they and Plated and HelloFresh all started around the same time and have been growing around the same rate. So they really have been dominating, trying to fight each other for that market share.
According to Cadman, the problem is that there was too much competition for Blue Apron.
When we look at the future of the model itself, we begin to recognize that there isn't room for tons of these. There are room for many, but not unlimited numbers.
That's Marshall Cohen. He's chief retail analyst at the market research company NPD Group. Cohen isn't a subscription box pessimist, but kind of the opposite. He sees boxes as a way for established retail companies to, you know, modernize.
Today, the consumer loves the convenience of online. They love the surprise element of the box model, but they also love the ability to be able to discover new products. And that's an important component. So traditional retail is going to adapt this model as well.
And that means an already crowded market is going to get more crowded. But instead of Stitch Fix just going head-to-head with other fashion startups, it'll have to compete with Nordstrom's, Macy's, companies that already have reputations.
You know, if I subscribe to a small brand that's now going to deliver on the promise of giving me a package of product, I might tend to believe that the bigger stores, the more established institutions, can handle it better.
Cohen says the fashion industry is worth $222 billion, and box services count for roughly $1 billion of that. That means in order to get bigger, businesses like Stitch Fix probably need to evolve. So does that mean we might see brick-and-mortar stores?
Very likely we might. When we look at a lot of the larger successful online retailers and the pure play retailers, they're opening up retail outlets. They're opening up stores. So look at somebody like a Warby Parker. Look like somebody at an Amazon. Look at somebody like a Bonobos. And you begin to sit there and see they're creating retail presence.
So what about you? You a box addict? Box opponent? Let us know. We're on Twitter at MarketplaceWKND, and you can email us weekend@marketplace.org.